Hey, so what we're going to do, since this is the first time that I've not felt like flaming June in about a week and a half, well, I mean, I guess it progressed to flaming June, but what we're gonna do is I'm going to masturbate and edge while answering these masturbation questions that were posted, and we'll see how that works out. Okay? When did you first start masturbating? Well, allegedly there's a family story of me getting told not to masturbate in front of people when a social worker came to my house when I was five, during my parents' divorce. I don't remember that. What I remember was in like second or third grade, discovering how to angle my pussy underneath the shower, and taking very, very long showers. And my mother would be like, "Hey, you saved some for the fish. What are you doing in there?" And that was before we got the detachable shower head. It is a tragedy that I don't have a detachable shower head in my current apartment or even room to lie down in the shower. When you first started masturbating, what were your favorite fantasies? One of my earliest sexual fantasies either revolved around women I'd seen in movies that I wasn't supposed to watch, especially Hammer horror movies. I wasn't supposed to watch those, but I watched them all the time. Or growing up into like Catwoman or some kind of like sexy person. And I would like do detailed costumes, and wanting to be sexy at boys who were mean to me in my class because then they would be sorry. I don't know. I don't know why that was what I thought, but I Sailor Moon. Ask any girl in my generation, and she would probably know what Sailor Scout she would fuck if she is at all into girls. Sailor Saturn, Mars, if I have to only pick from the Inner Scouts. And I used to draw different, I would trace, drawings from the manga and, try to, make, I would trace over them so that, there would be, so that I could draw them naked and get like the rest, like the lines of the face and the body and everything right. Or, try drawing myself. And then at some point, I tried to set fire to my Sailor Moon porn collection to keep my mother from finding the drawings. And then I had a burnt spot in my carpet, in that particular place where we lived. And that's how I learned to draw. I don't draw incredibly well or anything, but I can draw. And what are my current favorite fantasies? I have a fantasy of like hooking up with someone and going over to their house and like them just bathing me and me being completely still while they clean my entire body. And soaping and lotioning and maybe a nice massage. I don't know. Whatever they think I need to be clean. And I have a fantasy of a ex of mine and his current girlfriend having a threesome. He does not know that. I don't want to get back with him, like, ever. That would be a terrible idea, but like the sex was pretty good. And I think it would be fun. His girlfriend is gorgeous. How do I like to get off now? Reading stories, cam sex, watching porn, etc. Depends on how I'm feeling. If you want, I like stories. I read fan fiction because I'm trash. And I read original stories, and sometimes I even pay money for them. If you want a recommendation, I highly recommend Justine Elliott. She is a writer from the UK. She's fucking amazing. I buy all her shit. She wrote a pornographic version of The Wicker Man. Yes, she did. It's about this girl who's in love with a ghost and she's possessed partially, and she has to fuck all the men in her village and like collect cum, and eventually there's gonna be like a human sacrifice and all that good stuff. There's also one about it's based on the Puccini opera. It's about opera singers, and one about my favorite one is one that she did a really long time ago called 1888, about minor pre-Raphaelite painters, and one about my other favorite is Lecture Notes. It's a professor and a student at college, and she has a bunch of debt, so she ends up living with him, and of course, BDSM ensues. And she also did one that I quite liked about like a hotel, and mostly it follows the receptionist at the hotel, and her fetish is that she will just be a total slut and say yes to everyone and everything that walks through the door. Not while she's working, but when she's done for the evening. And She really, really, really wants to fuck her boss, but her boss will not fuck her. And there's also some other people who are guests at the hotel, and some of the stories talk about them. It's awesome. Yeah, if you like dirty stories and you've not read her stuff, you should read it. I don't like camming. Pictures don't really do that much for me most of the time. There was one person I was able to successfully cam with. Most of the time I feel kind of self-conscious about it, I guess. I don't, like, it doesn't do much for me to see other people that far away, and I just want to touch them, and then, it's hard for me to kind of lose myself the way I normally do. And there's some porn that I like. I mentioned earlier that I have a porn blog on Tumblr. As far as like, video porn, there's some of it that I like. It's hard to find though, and I'm lazy, so sometimes I don't bother. How often do you masturbate? How long does a typical session last? Well, I like to work myself up and kind of hang out there. Sometimes I'll do that on my break at work. I'll just like look at or read something or listen to something that I find very sexy or that I want, and just like get very turned on. Sometimes I'll send like flirty text messages or something, but not that often. I don't always have someone to send flirty text messages to. Or something, and then just kind of hang out there because it distracts me from having a bad day or whatever, you know. I will often take a lot of time to work myself up before I actually do any touching. The actual touching part, it depends on how I'm feeling. Sometimes it'll last like 20 or 30 minutes, and sometimes it'll last like 5 or 10. Depends on how turned on I am, and sometimes I just keep going. Like, I don't really know when to stop. Have I ever been caught masturbating? My ex used to catch me, because sometimes if I would like wake up in the middle of the night and not be able to get back to sleep, and I didn't want to wake him up. And then he'd always be like, "Why didn't you wake me up?" And he'd like wake up and be like, "Hey, why didn't you wake me up? I would be happy to help you with that." And I would be like, I don't know, it's so awkward to wake somebody up and be like, "Hey." My mom almost caught me a couple times, but blankets are good. Do you like porn? If so, what is your favorite type? Yeah, but sometimes it's hard to find porn that I would be interested in. I like hentai sometimes, or I like my favorite porn that I really look at a lot is like just girls masturbating. There's this one girl on Tumblr who looks like Snow White. Like, seriously. She looks like Snow White. Red lips and short black hair and just like little, you know, like that. And I've gotten off to her getting herself off of the Hitachi like 4 or 5 times. I will send you that if you're interested. I really liked Hentai called Immoral Sisters. It's kind of old. It was one of the first ones that I really liked. I like, I don't know, girls that look like girls that I've known in real life. Like, I like when I can find kind of, not like suicide girls, because they're usually a little too, like over the top. I have a lot of money to customize my body. But like, the kind of like punk or goth, like, but like not quite like 3 tattoos instead of a full sleeve, or like, you know what I mean? Like, slightly more natural looking kind of girls. Pale and dark hair, or like unnatural colors of hair, that kind of thing. Some of the Burning Angel stuff is okay, but some of it is too much. The amateur is usually better. Okay. If I had no budget limits and could have anyone star, what would my dream porn be? Honestly, I think I would like to see like a costume period drama porn, like with like all of the, you know, like crazy big antique furniture and the big gorgeous dresses, and all of that, and like even like maybe romantic stuff, like the entire like long history of everything with just all of the sex scenes in detail. Maybe Natalie Clifford Barney. Just show her like meeting cute with every one of her lovers and fucking them. And I don't know. That would be interesting. As far as I noticed here, any creature, which would be interesting. That opens up a whole new world of crazy, like, I don't know, like, crazy, like, machines and things, which would be interesting, or, like, I think superpower porn would be amazing, like in like the Marvel universe where they have like fucking crazy mutants every 3 blocks. I don't understand why they're not making porn of all of it. Like, definitely need all of that. Describe the best self-induced orgasm you've ever had.
I had an ex who lived really far away. And we were talking, and I later found out that she was actually reading the fucking manual for a piece of software after I started coming and was too distracted to notice. Which, like, that might be our entire relationship in a nutshell. Just the fact that we were both kind of, I don't know, not quite on the same page like that. I had just gotten one of the vibes that I really liked. I don't have that one anymore, but I have a bewildering array, so I'm not gonna go out and buy a new one right now. It was one of those rabbit vibes with the twisty turny part, and it was the first time I ever fucked myself with that. And she was talking to me on the phone, and I was fucking myself with it, and she was telling me to imagine her fucking myself with it, and this is something that doesn't happen to me that often, even with regular sex, but when I really, really come, I can't feel my fingers sometimes. I just like came and came and came. It was the only time I've ever had like orgasms right on top of one another, like two or three of them in a row, where I just can't stop coming with by myself. Okay, so what is the most shameful thing you've ever come watching or thinking of or doing? I don't know. Most shameful is hard because I don't normally think that way. One of the some of the movies I'm going to hell for having sex during. One of the Friday the 13th movies. The original Nightmare on Elm Street. House of a Thousand Corpses. That intro scene should be illegal. The original, like, not the original Lolita, but the remake with Jeremy Irons. And, I don't know. My mother would be horrified to find out about the incest porn that I'm into. The amount of like super violent torture porn that I've looked at, but that was mostly hentai, so I don't know. I'm gonna plead the fifth on that. Ever thought of a teacher, friend's boyfriend, family member, or someone inappropriate? Yes. All of those. Teacher, yes. There are so many of my teachers who I've thought of. My high school English teacher takes the cake, though. even though he had bad taste in Shakespeare plays. I don't get why they pick Romeo and Juliet to teach students. A friend's boyfriend. Friend's girlfriend. Most of my female friends, and I don't have the same taste in boys. The one time that I really did have a crush on a friend's boyfriend, she, like, I didn't really know her that well, but they were totally into the idea of me having sex with them. I did not do that. But a family member, yes, several members of my family. One of them in particular takes the cake. Someone inappropriate. A couple of my coworkers, my current boss, she is pregnant. Before she was pregnant, I never imagined having sex with her, but for some reason, now that she is pregnant, she's, I don't know, she's much cuter. And, a friend's sister I had a massive crush on. A boss of mine, well, like I was an admin for this office full of like salespeople, and most of them were assholes, but there was this one guy, and it was like, it bothered me at first because it was like, he had a wife. His wife was like ridiculously hot. Like, I'm not saying I'm bad looking, but I'm not ridiculously hot. I don't think, anyway. She would come to visit him for lunch or something. And then, like, every chance he got, he would be checking me out, and it's like, what the fuck? But yes, I probably would have fucked him, even though I hated him as a human being. There's a couple that there is a specific political pundit who I hate, who used to be popular a couple years ago. Oh, I really want to hate fuck. She is blonde and shrill and parodied on the Boondocks. Yes, I would strap Ann Coulter down and fucking just like go down on her and fucking ride her face for hours, and I don't know why. This is not a healthy thing for me to be thinking. I don't understand that. As far as like really inappropriate people who actually exist and aren't fictional characters, other than that, no. One of my biggest fantasies is, like I said, I think I said that already, a specific sibling of mine. But I am no longer able to remember what I was talking about. I'm gonna quick get myself off, and then we'll post this and see
if it's worth listening to.